Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Welcome, I'm John Church from Katy Park Baptist Church with you on Go the Distance. When the angel announced the birth of Jesus in Luke chapter 2, he said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." You may have heard that before. You also may have heard Jesus was referred to as the Prince of Peace. That actually comes to us from the book of Isaiah chapter 9. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The question then is, did Jesus come to bring peace on earth? If so, did he fail in his mission? Because the world hasn't known peace since his coming. I mean, there were conflicts and wars before, but also after. So then why is his title Prince of Peace? Well, it should be noted that the peace in Luke he's talking about is a peace not to every person, but rather those whom God favors. He came to bring peace to those who would believe in him. It wasn't a global peace with one another, but rather peace with God. Paul writes about this in Colossians 1:19. He says, "For God in his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross." That is the peace that Jesus Christ offers to anyone who believes in him. This is the message of Christmas. This is Pastor John of Katy Park Baptist Church helping you today to go the distance in Christ.